Happy Monday! Good afternoon, beautiful friends. Thank you so much for another day. I'm so excited to be here. It's Monday and it's also Valentine's Day. So I hope that you are just soaking up all the love that you deserve and just getting spoiled by your loved ones and being able to spoil your loved ones as well. So excited for today's devotionals. Let's get started. Today's topic in the Confident Woman devotional says, when you are afraid or when you feel afraid, Ezra 3:3-4. Through fear had come upon them because of the people of those countries. They set the altar on its bases and they offered burnt offerings on it to the Lord, both the morning and the evening burnt offerings. They also kept a feast of tabernacles, I probably said that wrong, as it is written. Just because ordinary people take steps to accomplish extraordinary things, it does not mean that they do not feel fear. I believe the Old Testament hero Esther felt fear when she asked to leave her familiar, comfortable life and enter the king's harem, and she could be used by God to save her nation. I believe Joshua felt fear when, after Moses died, he was given the job of taking the Israelites into the Promised Land. I know I had fear when God called me to quit my job and prepare for ministry. I still remember my knees shaking and my legs feeling so weak that I thought I would fall down. I remember the fear that I felt then, but it frightens me more now to think of how my life would have turned out if I had not faced the fear and pressed forward to do God's will. Fear does not mean that you're a coward. It only means that you need to be willing to feel the fear and do what you need to do anyways. The prayer today is, Lord, thank you for the many examples and your word of individuals who have stepped forward in faith despite their fears, and help me do the same. Amen. Moving on to the Fighting Words devotional by Ellie Holcomb. We're on day 26 if you're reading along, and scripture in this book today says, do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God and trust also in me. John 14:1. Are you harboring some sort of trouble today? Does your heart accumulate worries as fast as mine does? Because I can promise you this, that burdens tend to pile up fast over here in my heart. And that's the truth. Sorry, this is Ellie reading, but whenever I read it, it's like, man, I can just totally relate to that, because there's just these burdens or just things that we hold on to, and, you know, or things that bother us, and they just pile up and they pile up and they pile up, right? It can feel heavy on our shoulders. And so that is why I love this verse. It is so simple, and it whispers the direction that I can take my worry straight to Jesus. He is the kindest person I've ever known. Don't you love that Jesus' answers for feeling troubled is to trust? Goodness knows I do. In all of the answers for worry that he could give us, he tells us to simply trust him. And why? Because as this verse hints at, he's not just a kind friend. He is also God. And this means that he is the most trustworthy and powerful place to take our struggles. In this verse, Jesus is helping us see that trusting him with something that is equivalent of trusting God with it. No other friend can tell us that. This trust is easier said than done, of course. But every time I lift my eyes from the circumstance that is troubling me to the one who can calm troubled waters and troubled hearts, I experience peace. Now, you know, don't get me wrong. It's not that trusting Jesus waves a magic wand over the craziness of life swirling all around me, making magic over the craziness of life's swirling all around me, making it disappear. The real miracle is not that he makes the painful or the crazy situations different, but that he makes me different. And as I choose to trust him, even in circumstances that I can't understand, he takes my worry. In exchange, he gives me the reminder that he's God and he can handle it. I pray today that we will choose to let trust rather than trouble rule in our hearts. Praying that we will listen to the kind whisper in this verse and take our troubles to the only one who can give us peace in return. The journal prompts for today. What specific troubles are plaguing your heart today? How do you typically handle worries as they accumulate throughout the day? Do you mentally fixate on them? Shove them down emotionally? Offload them to someone in particular? Run to a bad habit? Why is Jesus a trustworthy source to run to with your troubles? And how is he uniquely qualified to help you? And again, you can take time to write those down in your journal. Everything's better written on paper, or you can just answer them in your head. And to end today's podcast, you guys, the prayer says, Jesus, help me trust you in this moment. My worries are accumulating, and I feel the temptation to keep them from you, to shoulder them myself. Help me give my troubles to you in the knowledge that you are God, which means that you're the safest and the strongest person to handle them. I love it. I love it so much, you guys. I hope that you all have an amazing Valentine's Day with your friends, your family, whoever you're celebrating with, and just let these daily devotionals just be a reminder to you to just have faith when you're afraid. You know, fear can really paralyze us, and the doubts and the fears, and we can't do it, and the negative self-talk. But just step into faith and just know that God has the perfect plan for you, and better things are coming. All right, you guys, I'll see you tomorrow morning. Thank you so much for getting on here. Thanks for listening. Be sure to click the bell notification so that you never miss an episode. And if there's people in your life that you know could benefit from just a little bit of faith, a little bit of hope, something to relate to their troubles, if you know somebody who's going through something and they might need this just to have some light in their life, please share this podcast with them. And I would just love to have them on here listening as well too. So maybe we can spread some light together. Okay, you guys, see you back tomorrow. And remember, your mindset matters.